This podcast sponsored by Cherry Hill Volvo.
At Cherry Hill Volvo, we have absolutely incredible offers, and a plethora of both new and certified Volvos from which to choose. Join Cherry Hill Volvo for the pricing and attention you deserve. I am Judith Krupnik, president of Cherry Hill Volvo.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Judith Krupnik, president of Cherry Hill Volvo. Our team thanks you for downloading the Rich Scioli podcast. Relationships matter to all of us. At Cherry Hill Volvo, we will work to gain your trust, your confidence, and in turn, develop a relationship with you, the Rich Scioli listener.
You know, during this crisis, obviously, we are very, very gracious that the White House reaches out to us to send us experts. But long before he was a big shot, Dan Brouillette would come on the show and talk to us about America's energy policy. And, of course, now he is the United States Secretary of Energy, and he's right there at the president's side. Dan Brouillette, welcome back to the show, my friend. How are you?
Hey, Rich. I'm doing great. Thanks for having me back.
Always. I know you're very busy right now. What is your focus during all this right now?
Rich, what we're trying to do is to work with the industry to stabilize the industry so that we can get past this pandemic and have this important energy production continue well beyond, this current crisis or disrupting marketplace, if you will. You know, this industry, as you know, and as we have discussed on your show in the past, underpins so much of our economy. So it's very, very important. It's part of our critical infrastructure here in the United States. Very important that they make it through this pandemic and return on the other side.
You know, Mr. Secretary, a lot of people are driving around. They're seeing gas prices at numbers they've never seen before. They're so low, but there's nowhere to go. And we're all wondering what that means long terms in terms of the supply.
Well, you know, in the short run, you're absolutely right, Rich. Look, it's good for consumers to have affordable gasoline for someone who is still having to go to a job every day. You know, some folks are teleworking, as you know, but some folks are out there delivering supplies to hospitals and other places across the country. The affordability of gasoline is a fantastic thing. The challenge, what we're seeing today in the marketplace, however, is an oversupply of oil, an oversupply of this important product. And if we allow it to continue, if we allow countries like Saudi Arabia and Russia to continue to disrupt the market in this manner, what's going to happen over time is that you'll start to see U.S. producers file for bankruptcy. We saw one yesterday. And the reason for that is because some of this oil is hitting the market at below cost, and they're attempting to drive out some of these producers in the United States. So the president has directed me to open up the Strategic Petroleum Reserve. We're going to make an announcement later today to do exactly that. And what we're doing is we're providing storage for this overproduction that's occurring today in the marketplace. So, you know, when you produce oil, you have two options. You can either use it, as we just talked about, or you can store it. And, you know, while we can't use it, we're going to store it.
Oh, that's excellent. And how long does the oil stay fresh or good, or what the term that would be used for that? How long is that process or period of time?
It's good forever, Rich. I mean, it's been in the ground for a couple thousand years. It's going to be just fine in a storage tank.
That's fantastic. How much oil are we talking about, Mr. Secretary?
So today's announcement, we're going to put out there a request for 30 million barrels to go down into the Strategic Petroleum Reserve. We've got about 77 million barrels of space left in that reserve. So we're going to fill it up right to the top. The entire capacity of our reserve is about just over 700 million barrels of oil. So we got a lot of room, we got a lot of capacity, and we're going to make it available to this industry.
Dumb question, obvious question, but I assume only American oil is going to be purchased and put in the strategic reserve?
Only American oil. Must be a U.S. producer. You must be a U.S. refiner. You have to have you have to have your heart and soul right here in America in order to participate in this program.
When this gets passed, you know, the idea that Saudi Arabia and other countries could make an oversupply to change the price so much. I mean, how does the United States figure out a way that we can no longer be dependent upon these other actors in the world in the energy market? I know that we're energy independent now, but is there a way we can ever be independent of their price manipulations and the other games that they play?
Well, I think we've taken a large step toward that type of independence. I mean, you know, while it is a concern for us today here in the United States to have this overproduction and this, you know, disruptive economic activity by these two countries, the fact is that we have options today that we didn't have 40 years ago. Things like the Strategic Petroleum Reserve, which was created in the 70s, but candidly, we couldn't afford to fill it up, you know, all the time because the prices were too high. So it was a great option, but we couldn't avail ourselves to it much of the time because we couldn't buy the oil. We needed it for the U.S. economy. And today we're not in that position. And, you know, so in some, you know, large measure, we are independent from this type of disruptive activity. Now, we're going to continue this progress. The president has directed me and directed the rest of the cabinet to continue to pursue options that, you know, create a diversity of energy supply. So nuclear energy, for instance, natural gas development here in the United States, continued oil production. We're going to pursue every form of energy because it provides us with security and independence from these types of activities.
Dan Brietta is with me. Dan is the United States Secretary of the Department of Energy, and he's a great guy, a great friend of our area, a great friend of the program, and he's always generous with his time. Today's a big announcement. The United States Department of Energy will make a strategic petroleum reserve storage capacity available to struggling U.S. oil producers. It's a big announcement today. I want to also ask you, Mr. Secretary, with regards to Pennsylvania, you know, one of the things that I hear from people is because our oil supply is largely in the south of the country, the geographically speaking, is there a way to spread out the energy sectors? So, you know, Pennsylvania could be more of a resource, for example, in the case of a natural disaster.
Absolutely. There's no question about that. Anytime you can diversify your energy production, diversify the suppliers of energy, it takes, you know, a real effort to do that. Then you've reduced your overall risk, either as a country or as a business person. It's, you know, it's a principle that applies to anything. That's why Pennsylvania is so important to the energy economy in America. It gives us diversity. I grew up down in the southern part of Louisiana. I can tell you firsthand, I've seen many hurricanes come through that place. And when that happens, you know, you have disruption in the marketplace, in the energy marketplace. So having Pennsylvania available to us as a nation is absolutely critical. And that's why, you know, when we look across the country and we look at those places that are not only resource rich, but, you know, have workforces that are very, very innovative and energetic, if you will, about this particular industry, we avail ourselves to it. It's important for the country.
I totally agree with you. And somebody asked me on Twitter, too. Apparently now there's some efforts to with regards to nuclear power plants in Pennsylvania. I don't know if you're familiar about some of the like Limerick nuclear power plant. There's questions regarding.
You
are familiar with that. Okay. I guess social distancing.
I just sent a letter to your governor about this, actually.
Really? Okay.
I did.
Could you tell us about that?
Sure. Yeah. No, I think it's important that we keep this facility going. We cannot afford the shutting down of our electrical system in the United States. I mean, as we face this pandemic together as a nation, we have decided that we're going to self-quarantine to some extent. It requires us, many of us, to do telework. Well, guess what? You know, if you're going to telework, that usually means you need Wi-Fi. Wi-Fi runs how? On electricity. So we cannot shut down this important critical infrastructure throughout our country. If you want to shut down the country, literally, turn off the electricity. It will shut down in an instant. So it's very, very important that we allow these facilities to refuel, as in the case of Limerick, or other, you know, facilities who need to do basic maintenance on transmission towers or what have you. That work has to continue.
Well said. Dan Brietta, Mr. Secretary, always appreciate it. Please keep up the great advice you're giving the president. I know he appreciates it very much. And take care and stay safe, okay?
Thank you, Rich. Great to be with you.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.